Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's interesting because I know it has been at least a decade-long process, all the work that went into bringing the World Cup to the United States, Canada, and Mexico, bringing it to Atlanta, and now here we are and we're just a few weeks away. Does it feel surreal that we finally now gotten to this point where we're going to kick this thing off in a couple weeks?
It is hard to imagine in a lot of ways, but we as an organization, myself personally, couldn't be more excited for the opportunity to host the World Cup here in the United States, Canada, and Mexico, as you mentioned, but in particular here in Atlanta, and having the opportunity to showcase Mercedes-Benz Stadium to the world, to showcase the city of Atlanta and really the state of Georgia, and that we're an amazing place to come for sports and entertainment. We're an amazing place to do business. We're an amazing place to visit more generally. And we're thrilled for the opportunity. And this summer, 8 matches here in Atlanta. We couldn't be more excited about it. And we're counting down the days until Spain and Saudi Arabia kick off on June 15th in our building.
Arthur, I want to get your perspective as someone who was here in 1996 and saw what the Olympics did to transform Atlanta, and in particular, downtown Atlanta. Do you think the World Cup will have the same impact?
Yeah, I think it's a unique opportunity for Atlanta to respond a little bit differently. I think the Olympics were done in a magnificent way in 96. Everybody gave us the highest marks for that. In this case, we're talking about the World Cup, eight matches over basically a month's period of time. But we want to, at that time, I remember we told Atlantians to stay home because we were afraid about traffic in downtown Atlanta. We want to invite everybody to downtown Atlanta because of all the fan fests, of all the parties, of all the connection to our guests, both domestically and internationally. So I would encourage everybody to come downtown, enjoy it. Come to as many matches as you can. If you can't get to a match, you'll be in a match anyway. When you come downtown, you're going to feel like you're in a match. So I think Atlanta's definitely ready, and it'll be another great milestone in our history.
I think a lot has been made of the expense of tickets, the expense of airfare, the expense of hotels, not just in Atlanta, but across the three countries that are hosting this event. Do you both feel like this event will be accessible to those who might want to be introduced to a major soccer event such as this, and someone who might be trying to learn about this game that the three of us love so much, who might be stepping into it for the first time? Do you have any concerns about that?
Well, you know, the concern I have is, let's respond in a positive way, in an accurate way. So fans understand us. We do not control pricing of any of the tickets for the 8 matches. They're all controlled by FIFA. And because, particularly here in the United States, there's this dynamic pricing, which has become very normal in sports, whatever the sport may be, there'll be supply and demand. So the prices have been set by FIFA. They'll move up and down depending on the match, depending on section of the building, et cetera. What we can control is to make sure the experience, and once somebody's inside the building, they're having a wonderful time. And even on the outside of the building, inside the building, we want to make sure they feel welcome home. We want to make sure they feel secure. We want to make sure they feel the same commitment we made to food and beverage has not changed in terms of our pricing levels and quality, all quantity. All of that is unchanged, and FIFA has agreed to all of that. So the product that we can control is the fan experience, and that's one we're totally controlling. And I think that, you know, there's going to be great visibility on TV, and you know, for fans that can't get to see one of the 104 matches or get to see one of the 104 matches, whatever it may be, there's another 103 you can watch on TV and join 4 to 6 billion people across the face of the earth. Over the half the population of the world will be watching these world matches. So the exposure will be there. That's why I would encourage people to come downtown, because you're going to feel, whether you're in the building or on the outside of the building, like you're in the building. It's going to be a World Cup, world-class soccer experience.
Josh, I want to get your perspective as a former player. The quality of what we are about to see over the month plus of the World Cup is unlike anything we have ever seen in this country before. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree. We've certainly gotten taste of it, whether it be through the Club World Cup last summer, Copa America being here 2 years ago, and various international friendlies. But the World Cup truly is the highest peak and moment for professional soccer in the world. And having the opportunity to host 8 matches here in Atlanta, but the full 104 slate of matches across North America will hopefully inspire the next generation of either soccer fandom or soccer players, both boys and girls, to become those future stars that will be seen on the pitch. Someone will wake up and want to be the future Christian Pulisic or Messi or Ronaldo or Mbappe or whomever it may be. And hopefully that is the lasting impact on the sport here, is that fandom and avidity to play will only grow exponentially over time.
Is there a particular team you're really excited to see?
I'm excited for all 8 matches that we'll have in the stadium. Particular team being an American, United States, hopefully they can go and be a part of a long run. That would be unbelievable for us as a hosting nation and what it could do for the sport. Certainly France, Spain, Argentina, teams like that who are incredibly dynamic. One that's coming into our building who I'm excited about, who flies a little bit underneath the radar, is Morocco. They're incredibly exciting. They have two of the best outside backs in the nation, and I think people will be surprised, and they surprised a lot of people at the previous World Cup too, and we're excited to have them.
Arthur, maybe I can end on this. The stadium that you were so instrumental in bringing to Atlanta has hosted a Super Bowl and will host another. Will host a Final Four, now a World Cup, a men's World Cup. What's next? I know there will be a Women's World Cup, hopefully in the United States, maybe even a Women's World Cup final here in Atlanta. NWSL is obviously coming in, but what more can this building accommodate that it hasn't yet accommodated?
Well, I think whatever the demand is there for, whether it be, in this case, soccer, and the 2031 World Cup, I think has been will be part of that for sure. And I think whatever events, whether it be soccer, American football, concerts, whatever time the events really makes sense. Atlanta, I think we're part of the fabric of Atlanta. We're part of downtown Atlanta. We're part of the history of all of that, and are making history. And I think what's changed so much since the last Super Bowl we hosted here, and certainly Olympics and World Cup, et cetera, that we'll see now, is that the tremendous investment in downtown has been incredible. So, you know, fans are going to come here, and they're going to not just come to an event or one experience. They're going to go from an experience to experience to experience. And I think it's one of the reasons Atlanta has grown so beautifully, from less than 1 million people when I moved here in 1978 to over 8 million people here now. So Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be part of all of that, will be at the forefront of all of it. Whatever the opportunity is there, we're going to take advantage of it fully.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.